This is GQDN for October the 17th, 2022. Brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Switch sports servers, some EA servers, all updates, and Capcom post an apology. But we begin today with a story from Polygon.com, and what they're saying is the voice actor Helena Taylor detailed why she turned down the role for Bayonetta 3. Now, she did post the video up on YouTube, but basically she was saying that while she passed with flying colors, that's a quote, she was offered $4,000 for the role. But she said, quote, "This is an insult to me. The amount of time I took to work on my talent and everything that I've given to this game and the fans. I am asking the fans to boycott this game and instead spend money you would spend on this game, donating it to charity." So, at PG Kamiya, Hideki Kamiya, which I believe is a part of the Bayonetta team, made a post on Twitter and said, quote, "Sad and deplorable about the attitude of untruth. That's what all I can tell now. By the way, beware of my rules." So, $4,000 was offered, apparently. She did turn it down, and they're saying that that's not true. So there was a bit of digging on the part of Polygon.com, and they're saying that the hourly rate for a single voice is about $478.50, with $319 added for additional voices. And what they're also saying is that the $4,000 offer that she received is not particularly low. Now, Jennifer Hale, the voice actor for Bayonetta 3, also said in a quote, "As a longtime member of the voice acting community, I support every actor's right to be paid well and have advocated consistently for this for years. Anyone who knows me or has followed my career will know that I have great respect for my peers and that I am an advocate for all members of the community. I'm under the NDA and am not at liberty to speak regarding this situation. My reputation speaks for itself. I sincerely ask that everyone keep in mind that this game has been created by an entire team of hardworking, dedicated people, and I hope everyone will keep an eye open about what they've created. Finally, I hope that everyone involved may resolve their differences in an amicable and respectful way." Now, we go to Destructoid.com for the next couple of stories. And David Gravel has announced his departure from Ubisoft. That is the lead of Splinter Cell. So he did say this on his LinkedIn page, quote, "After more than 11 years at Ubisoft, it is now time for me to go on a new adventure." Further quote, "11 years is a long time, and summing it up in one post is a quasi-impossible, but I must say, I've been lucky to work with so many great people over the years, made so many friends." So where could he go? We shall see. We'll keep an eye on where he goes. Further on in Destructoid.com, we find out that Konami is set to reveal the next Silent Hill game to, not tomorrow, but Wednesday. And Konami said this in a tweet. "In your restless dreams, do you see that town? The latest updates for Silent Hill series will be revealed during Silent Hill transmission on Wednesday, October 19th at 2 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time." Oh, what a scary place that is. But might be good for you guys to play it. Anyway, now we go to DualShockers. And they're saying that the Legend of Heroes Trails to Azure now has a release date. And that date, Trails to Azure, will be coming to PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC on March 14th, 2023. I wonder if it's going to be a PlayStation 5. So, there is that. Now, the cost for this game, standard version is $50, and the limited edition that's exclusive to the Nintendo America store cost $90. So those who have it on PC or PlayStation, you're only going to get the base kind. Those who want the exclusivity of the game will get it for $90 only on Nintendo Switch, most likely. And speaking of Switch, Eurogamer said that the Switch sports servers are down. They've been down all weekend. They've been down. But they'll be back up tomorrow. They're getting ready for something, basically a 1.2.2 update, which will come Thursday, October the 20th. So that'll be very interesting to watch and to see what happens there. But yeah, they've been down. Now, the next article, and this one comes to us from GameSpot.com, and they're saying that EA is shutting down online services for a few games. Well, some games won't have their online services removed, but some games will. So, the first one that they're looking at is The Sims 4. They will be getting rid of the Deluxe Edition, but they'll be in favor of the EA Play Pro Edition. So there's going to be a change there. So if you have the Deluxe Edition, you're going to be you'll have to switch it over to the Pro Edition, okay, for those servers. Now, the Army of Two and the 40th and the Army of Two Devil's Cartel will lose their online services on October the 20th. On November 9th, Command and Conquer Red Alert 3 for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, and Command and Conquer 3 Tiberium Wars for Xbox 360. And that includes the Kane's Wrath expansion. Mercenaries 2 for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 will all lose network services. Now we go on to November 30th. The racing game Onrush will have their online services shut down. In December, Super Mega Baseball Extra Innings and Super Mega Baseball 3 for Amazon's Luna services will close on December 15th. Finally, January 19th, 2023, Shank 2, NBA Jam On Fire Edition, and Gatling Gears, all their online features will be shut down, and they're saying for good. There is a bit of a statement that EA did put up on its website. It says, quote, "The decisions to withdraw particular features or modes of certain EA games or to retire online services relating to the older EA games are never easy. The development teams are operational staff, pour their hearts into our games, their features and modes almost as much as the players. And it is hard to see one retired. As games are replaced with new titles, the number of players still enjoying the games that have been live for some time dwindles to a level, typically fewer than 1% of all peak online players across all EA titles, where it's no longer feasible to continue the behind-the-scenes work involved with keeping the online services for these games up and running. We are also committed to consistently updating and improving the features and modes to keep in our games to ensure they remain exciting to play for as long as possible. That commitment to great gameplay sometimes means that we need to remove outdated features and modes. In some instances, where the online services for a particular game may no longer be available or supported, the game may still be played and enjoyed offline, depending on the type of game and the particular services which may no longer be supported, players' inventory and virtual currency and or in-game items may continue to be used, whether or not the applicable in-game store is open or disabled, and whether or not the game is still available for sale to new users." I'm leaving the thank you out of it. So, now you know. Now, for the last one, and this brought to us by Kotaku, Capcom has apologized for Resident Evil Village update, because that update just broke the PC version of the game. And they said on Twitter, quote, "To all Resident Evil Village Steam players, we are aware of an ongoing issue with the latest patch that is causing the game to crash for some users. We're currently looking into a fix and apologize for any inconvenience caused." So, people are mad, and they did apologize, and they're looking into it. But you can also look into us. at thegroupquest.com. And you can look in on Dawnforge at Dawnforge on Twitter. And go check out stackup.org too. And go check out Group Quest on Twitter. This has been a Dawnforge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow after a good workout and some supper and doing a recording for GQDN. Go play some games, people. Bye-bye.